was an analysis of the sugya of Kora. You hear, the Talmudim can hear me in the back? From Maisha, do you hear me? So in the analysis of the sugya of Kora, we began by asking a basic question of the Shat in the Gemara. When the Gemara introduces the idea that when it comes to the Kora, so there we say that the Kora is going to get, according to Shmuel, a Shahako, because it's so full of hakshos, the Gemara asks, but what about a radish? To which the Gemara then answers, no, a radish is nothing in Shaddai to the Hachi, in contrast to the old heart of palms, not the, some of the Talmudim started using heart of palms. It's different than today's heart of palms, because there it could be today's heart of palms are not the inshi adai to the hachi. But in regards, in those days, the if it would qualify as terminology as heart of palms, in those days, Mar says, it's lo not the inshi adai to the hachi. We had the following chakira and pshat when you read the Gemara. When you read the Gemara, what's the Gemara saying? Is the Gemara saying that when you have something that's so full of hakshos, so then in such a case, if it's also not the inshi the diet to the hachi, so then in such a case it gets a shahako? In other words, let me crunch even more clearly than yesterday, that when it comes to the bracha of shahako, you need, you're, the Gemara is introducing two tonight, two conditions, that if it's both so full of hakshos as well as not the inshi the diet to the hachi, then in such a case it gets a shahako. What happens if you have something that's not so full of hakshos but low not the inshi the diet to the hachi? Maybe our Gemara is not talking about that. That the way Rav Rosenzweig says it, the echoes of the Hava Mina are retained in the Maskana. The Gemara didn't reject its first part. This is a standard question that everybody needs to learn how to ask. And this is a classic case where if you learn Bikiyas many, 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 many times, many Da'afim of Gemara, you can never notice this very basic question of how you're supposed to read a Gemara. How much of the echoes of the Hava Mina remains in the Maskana as well? So Flahakshos remains. Or do we say no? We say the Gemara entirely abandoned the Svar of Sofa Lahakshos, and at the end of the day, the issue that's critical is only whether not the Inshi Adaita Dahachi or not. This was the question that we had asked. Rabbosai, how do you think, we went through Rabbeinu Yonah yesterday, how do you think Rabbeinu Yonah holds on that above question in terms of how we would poke it within Pshat of the Gemara? Let's see, some different hands than usual. These are standard hands. Jack, Noah, someone else new? Someone else? Mason, yeah, go ahead. Was that your hand? No? I didn't mean to make a joke. I really thought that he did. It's Jenna's fault. You know what happened? You know what happened when in Rav Soloveitchik's this year where that happened, right? Everybody knows the story. I'll say it quickly that Rav Soloveitchik used to call on people to read the Gemara, and then he was, and he didn't know everybody. He didn't know all of their nicknames. So he didn't even know them. Ah, he has a hand. So but now we're doing something more important, we're telling a story. So Rav Soloveitchik called on this fellow, and the fellow was scared to death. He used to sit behind the pole. There was a pole in the Rav's room. There was a time that Rav Braunschweig gave shir there as well, so I know exactly which pole it was. And so he said, Friedman, say the Gemara. Friedman, who used to hide from the Rav, he panicked and he said, Friedman isn't here. So the Rav said, you say the Gemara. Okay, so you have to be very careful, Daniel, when you do that. Yeah, go ahead, Mason.
So the Rabbeinu Yonah says that Sofa Lahavshos isn't even matter at all.
Very good. Where do you see that?
He doesn't mention.
Right, I think that that what Mason is saying is correct. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah, when describing why Korah gets a shahakol, all he says is lo nati inshi adai to the hafi. That's all he says. It sounds like that the fact that sofa lahakshos lo babicheshbon is not critical at all. However you're going to describe whether it's sofa lahakshos or whether it's not sofa lahakshos, anything that's low, not the inshi adai to the hachi, is by definition going to get a shahako. This is going to be very, very important. I have to tell you, I haven't wrapped my mind around this in terms of halacha. There are maybe a little bit less than a zillion applications to this, but only a little less than a zillion applications to this, of what happens when you have something that's low, not the inshi adai to the hachi, as far as
as far as bracha. Automatically, does it go down to a shahakal? It seems from our Gemara that it would go down. Now, keeping this in mind, we're not starting the sugya of sloth entirely, but let's take a look at the next kasha, the Gemara. The Gemara says, Vareit sloth. Now, sloth is this fascinating plant that actually, Rav Shalomi told me that the growth on the Kotel, he told me when we did Bava Basra, it comes up in Bava Basra as well, is sloth. So that is sloth. And it seems, I don't know how to find everything in the sloth, but the sloth has many different parts to it. Vareit sloth, asks the Gemara. The nutty inchi adaiti the pirka. People planted for its perach, its flower, which Rashi says is a form of also a fruit. Utznan, and yet we learn almine nitzpa al ha'olin valat maros, on the dates that grow out of the tzlach, there's so many parts to it. We're going to bring in Rabbi Steinsaltz Gemara when we really do the sugya, just to who does a good job of showing us the botany of it. Omer Boris, so then in such a case, al olin valat maros omer bor priyadama valav yonos valat kafris, and the fruits omer bor priha eggs. So what do we see? Just because that it's planted for one fruit doesn't necessarily mean that all the other things don't go down to what? A shahakol. Amar of Nachma Yitzchak, tzlaf not the inshia died to the shusa. The tzlaf is also planted for its fruits. Dikla lo not the insha dikura. And the dikla is not planted for the kora at all. In other words, when a person plants a palm tree, the only thing he has in mind is that he can use a lulav from it. He can use it for schach, and he'll also be able to get dates from it. Bible got the Kausa Shmuel, the Rav Yehuda, even though Rav Shmuel praised that which Rav Yehuda said, Hilkas HaKavos Shmuel, we paskin like Shmuel. In other words, even though Shmuel originally had told Rav Yehuda that he had liked his svar when he said Shinina. Comes along the Pnei Yoshua, and the Pnei Yoshua asks a very interesting question on this Gemara. Anybody pass the Achronim book? Anybody have an Achronim book? Ask the Pnei Yoshua a very basic question. L'chura, he doesn't understand the dimyon to tzlaf at all. What's a question that you could ask? Depends on who you ask whether you could ask this question. What's a question you could ask? Yes, scream, go ahead.
Tzlaf ain't simple hachos.
Tzlaf is not a tzofa lahachos, frekt the Pnei Yoshua. That tzlaf is not, it doesn't get hard. Now, you know what I expected the Pnei Yoshua to answer? What would you have answered to Pnei Yoshua's kasha? The ass that's not so phylacterous. What would you have answered to such a question? Yes, Aaron?
We got rid of
some phylacterous. Yeah, some phylacterous is not critical at all, right? It's all good chat, Rabbo said. It's how you read chat Gemara. And it has a zillion nafkaminas, la locha, la phylamaisa. So, that's what I would have expected Pnei Yoshua to answer. And the Pnei Yoshua is not the only one. Rav Nissen Kaplan collected that the Rishon LeZion asks this kasha, the Maritz Chias asks this kasha, and they all don't give the answer that I would have expected them to have given. I'm not sure why. What does the Pnei Yeshua say? Pnei Yeshua says, you're right, you could have given this answer. The Gemara gives another one. In other words, he thinks the kasha is a really, really strong kasha. Slav is Ein Adoma because it's not so full of Akshos. In other words, even in the Maskana, the echoes remain. And that is, there needs to be both Sofal Hakshos and Lo Natin Shadak Dahafi to get a Shahakal. And really, the Dimyon at Slav is a weak Dimyon for the first place. What would I have answered to the Kasha? What would Rabbeinu Yonah presumably answer to the Kasha? I don't understand. All these Achronim. I understand these Achronim. It's a Pella. It's a Pella. It's a great Chakira. Rav Nissen Kaplan, Kedarko Bekodesh, did a great job. Again, we disagree with many of the Maskonis, but the job, he did a great job. It's a great Chakira and Pshat in the Gemara. But at the end of the day, as far as the what's it called, as far as the Achronim, all the Achronim fall in step, it seems, that he collected, that they all say that you need both. You read Rabbeinu Yonah, the Pashtus is the Gemara forgot about Sofala Hakshus. Ah, it's wrong. Snow proves it wrong. And lo not the inshia, Dai Tadachi is critical in terms of Shahakal. Lamai nafgamina la halacha, before we go to a halacha shir, before we go to halacha shir, just to spell out, la halacha, lamaisa, here's the open question. from our sugya, do we see automatically when it's lo nati in shadadai to the achi, does it automatically get a shahakol? According to the way we read the Pnei Yoshua, the answer is almost all the time yes. According to the way we read, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's almost all the time yes. Why almost? Okay, I'm covering my tracks. Almost all the time yes. However, according to the Pnei Yoshua, so then the answer is no. There's no right from our sugya altogether. Could very well be, though, not the inshadai to the hachi is going to get another bracha. Could be adama and hachi. So that's the halacha that comes out from the Gemara in the Chakira. How do you read pshat? And Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be one way. Now, Rabosan, let's do an analysis of the ra'ah. In the ra'ah, we're going to ask similar questions, and we're going to ask, Bezer Hashem, other questions as well. Let's take a look. I see there's some hands. Some, yes, Jack.
When we're reading Gemara, we thought that maybe there was also a second way. Even though in the conclusion you see it's not the right way, but there's also another way to read the Gemara, that maybe Yehuda is saying that it gets a bracha that's one step lower, because from Ayetz to Adama. Now, and you see that in Slav, because even though the fruit get Ayetz, but everything else would get Adama, which is one step lower, as opposed to Shankar.
Is that what our Gemara is saying?
I'm saying you can read it that way also. Instead of not that it jumped down to Shankar, but rather just jumps down one step.
Oh, very good. You're saying very well, Jack. Jack is suggesting that if from our Gemara there isn't necessarily a raya that you go automatically to shahakol, even if you hold the maskana is the only factor is lo nati in shadai to the achi. But Jack suggests beautifully that maybe our Gemara is saying that something that would be a hadama goes down to a shahakol. But who says something that was an aetz is going to go down to a shahakol? We come back to Noah's favorite marimakom. The Bach who says that orange juice gets a bari pri adama. It goes down from a bari pri eitz down to a bari pri adama. So, Allah, that idea. So then, Jack is suggesting. I think Jack, your point is an excellent point. That's a very fair point. Not only that, not only is it a good point, it might become relevant, Bezer Hashem, later on. Let's continue on and see the ra'ah inside. Let's do the ra'ah well. This is our first ra'ah of the zman. The Ra'ah Rav Aaron Alevi is a fantastic Rishon on Brachos. He was a Talmud of the Ramban. I think he was Zocha to learn from the Ramban himself. If I'm not mistaken, these things, everybody, you have to check into me, because I didn't do a lot of research on these things. From what I understand, the Ra'ah was a Talmud of the Ramban, and the Ritva, his primary Rebbe was, if I'm not mistaken, was the Ra'ah. Most of the times where the Ritva quotes from the Ramban, he heard it from the Ra'ah. Okay, so let's take a look. Korah, Rav Yehuda Amar Bar Pri Adama Shmuel Amar Shafani B'Dvarah. Who wants to read? Anybody else? Bal Korah, go ahead. You don't have it.
I do.
Go ahead. Kirish, Korah, go ahead. Read loud.
Perish, Korahu, Rosh Anfe Hadekel, Kishayotse Mina Karka, Hurach, Viderach Bene Adam Leachla. So now translate.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So the palm bast is the head of the branches of the palm tree that comes out of the ground, and it's soft, and it's normal for people to eat it. The Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Priya Adama. The chashiv le pera, because it's considered a pera. I think he's going to give a different definition of what Rabbi Yehuda considered a pera later on, so I don't want to say fruit. Va'afilu hachi, and even so, va'mevarech bori priya eitz. Don't say bori priya eitz. Ve'af al gav de ilanu, even though it's a tree, mishum dechol hecha dehu gufe lav pera, lo shayach libruche ale, v'lemikre pri ha'eitz.
The first point the Ra'ah makes is that the bracha is going to be pre-adama because it's considered a fruit. Nevertheless, he does say that when it comes to its status will still be a pri of Borei pri Adama. And this is going to be the position of Rev Yehuda. Okay, continue on.
Dechazi lemeichal ugdolei karka, because it's seen to be eaten and it grows from the ground. Mide dehava ayarakos, and resembles a vegetable. Vahachi mefarshinan vegemara, time of the Rav Yehuda, mishum de uchlahu. So he changed it from saying peirahu, because he's saying that we all know that it's not an actual fruit, but the fact that people eat it, I think changes the
so first of all, before you get to that, what's the machlokis between... Oh, wait, did you read the time of the Shmuel? You didn't get to that yet?
No.
Go ahead, continue the time of the Shmuel.
The time of the Shmuel...
Go ahead.
...the Omer Shehakol, Mefarshinan Dehoil B'Sof HaLehachshos, Lav Pera.
Okay, so what does the Ra'ah say is the crux of the machlokis between the two of them?
Whether it's a Pera or not.
Right. In other words, does Sof HaLehachshos make it no longer a Peri or not? That Rav Yehuda says no, and in other words, it retains its original status.
And it's irrelevant.
And it's irrelevant, it's Sof HaLehachshos. And Shmuel holds that we say that that is not going to be critical. Mm-hmm. I mean, let me reformulate that. That since Sof HaLehachshos is not going to be a pre. Okay, now, before we go on and analyze the next part of the Ra'ah, let's take a look. It's going to be important, but before we do Bevada Ika, let's just connect the Ra'ah to the previous discussion that we had before. Skip down, A.B., to Vehilchasa Kishmua, where the Gemara paskins that the halacha is that you get a shahakal. Go ahead, Pirish.
Vehilchasa Kishmua, Pirish, Vehachi Amrinan Begemara, Umakshinan Allah, Mitznon, Disof Alehakshos, Vafiluachi, Adarchich Mevarchinan Ale, Borei Piriha Adama, Batarzinan Bagamara, Delo Dummy Ditsno Nata Inish Adata de Pugla, Perish Beodo Rach Nikra Pugla, Hakalonate Inche, Dikla Adata de Kora. Hakalonate Inish, Dikla Adata de Kora. Translate now or go on?
Yes, go ahead, translate.
Okay, so we explain, and we said in the Gemara, we asked a question in the Gemara from Snon, because the radish will also get hard at its end, but even so, we say a Borei Pri Adama on it, and we answered in the Gemara that it's not similar, because the radish people plant for the purposes of eating it as it is soft, and therefore, it, like the name Snow changes the pugla because people call a soft radish pugla. And then we explained that the soft radish is called pugla. And over here, by the korah, people don't plant it for the purposes of having the korah.
Good. So the Ra'ah says that since you have something that in the end of the day is lo nothing in shiadait to the hachi, that's the reason that it's going to get a shahakol. Why is it, Rabosai, what about the svar of Sof HaLehachshos? Is Sof HaLehachshos important according to the Ra'ah? Is that critical according to Ra'ah?
I think yes.
You think next. Go ahead, Michal.
I think you're saying, in terms of Sof HaLehachshos, when you have das, that trumps Sof HaLehachshos. Meaning, if you didn't have das, but it wasn't Sof HaLehachshos, then it's still a pri. The only reason it's not a pri is because of Sof HaLehachshos. Now what trumps that? What pri makes it into a pri? Having das that it was a pri. But if it was never Sof HaLehachshos and you didn't plan on das.
I think I understand what you're trying to say. I'm not convinced at all that's so. I'm not convinced that it's so. I'm not convinced at all that's so. You're reading the part that I skipped about ikamine piri in a certain way, and I don't think I'm going to read. I think I agree with Natana. I'm not going to read. I don't think. All right, I did. So I'm going to read it differently. And right now, I think the pashtus. Definitely, you're using a lamdusha reading of ikamine piri. I'm not going to read as lamdush as you, I don't think. And therefore, what emerges is, as of now, we've had a pretty boring shir. Dainu, it's fine. Not every shir is always supposed to be fancy. But right now, we're just lining up. The ra'ah seems to be essentially what we saw from Rabbeinu Yonah. that number one, the Gemara in the Hava Amina speaks about Sofala Hakshos, and then in the end, the Gemara doesn't run with that at all. And at the end of the day, what the Gemara says is that all that's important is not the Inshev Dai to the Hachi. And that's it. We're going to see there's another big, important wrinkle in the Ra'ah that Rabbeinu Yonah didn't seem to bring up at all. Okay? Rav Yol stood up. Is that...
I just don't see how, from what he read, we can see anything.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, at this stage, he says... We introduce Sofala Hakshos, and then the Gemara says, Lo Nati Inchi Adaita Dahachi. It seems to me that if he felt that it was a combination of both, as I'm going to show in a moment, Rav Yoel, I'll show a Rishon that seems not only Pnei Yoshua, I'll show a Rishon that at a certain stage seems to say both of them together. And the Ra'ah doesn't do that.
This whole section here doesn't do it.
Oh, wait. So we're going to get to that. That's what Michal is arguing. Okay, all right. But maybe you guys are right. Maybe. All right, let's see. Rabosai, I just want to leave off. This is going to be topic number one. The Chakira, topic number one is the relationship between Sofo Lahakshos and Nati Inshadai Kedahachi with the zillion Nafkaminas. If you have some that's low enough to Inshad Dai Tadachi, does it automatically at least go down one, as Jack had claimed, or it automatically gets a Shahakal? Okay? And I think the Ra'ah and Rabbeinu Yonah, the Furish, I think, and Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ra'ah, Michal is not convinced, seem to say that's all that's critical low enough to Inshad Dai Tadachi. I leave off with the Tzarachim. I leave off with the Tzarachim. Take a look at the Rosh. We're going to come back to the Ra'ah. The big parts of the Ra'ah we still have to do. But first, just I want to take a look at the Rosh. The Rosh over here in Sif Gimel is confusing. The Rosh is very similar to Rabbeinu Yonah, but there's one part that's quite confusing. Says the Rosh, in Amar Rav Zeir, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, some want to make a big deal about the way the Rosh just said this. And that is, the Rosh does not seem to be like Rabbeinu Yonah, that entirely forgot about Sofo Lahakshos. What does Rabbeinu Rosh say? He says it's both. Korah is, number one, is Sofo Lahakshos. Number two, Lo Nati Inshad Dai Tadachi. What does that sound like? That sounds like that you need two things in order for something not to get its original bracha. Lo Nati Inshad doesn't is not the entire thing. And rather, what do you need? You need both. In other words, like the Achronim that we didn't understand. So we finally found an expression in one of the Rishonim, like the difficult way that the Achronim had read, and like the other possibilities. So now, finally, for those people, I love Achronim. You just have to learn Gemara well, and then do the Rishonim. But for those people who don't like Achronim, they might have said, your Chakira is not... a legitimate Chakir at all, you won't find anybody that says it. There seems to be the Rosh over here that seems to suggest. I know I didn't put the Rosh in the Maamar Makomos, but could anybody point out where even this Raya in the Rosh is not a very strong Raya? Did anybody discuss this Chakira of whether Sofo Lahakshos is critical or not? Or the only thing that's important in the Maskana Sa'ad Gemara is not the Inshad Dai Tadachi in a different Rishon in our Maamar Makomos. Is there another Rishon that seems to take sides? I'll go even further. That seems to be also like Rabbeinu Yonah, that the only thing that's important is not the Inshad Dai Tadachi. Let's take a look at Taisus. Lo not Inshad Dai Tadachi. Summer Gemara Kamasei Shmuel. Vim Kein Osan Lul Vegafanim. Then he connects it to the issue we had seen Rabbeinu Yonah. Also, Shkedim, Kishem Rachim, Ochlin Kli Pasan Achitzona, V'lo Nati Inshi, V'lo Nati Adai Tadachi. People don't plant the almonds for their klipa, and for that reason it gets a shahakol. Jack, by the way, from here presumably is a raya that you go, then all cases lo nati, it gets a shahakol, because it doesn't go down to Adama like Noah's favorite bach. Then in such a case, it's going to get a shahako. Okay? So it seems to be from here, that number one, I want to be medayik in Tosas, not like Jack, that at least Tosas Ashita is, that if it's low nati, then it goes all the way down to shahako. I'm not sure my diuk is correct. I'm not sure I'm right. Okay, it's not the subject of the shiur right now, so I don't want to get, that's in brackets, it's in parentheses. However, what I do want to bring out from Tosas is that Tosas holds the lulvei gefanim, those people who eat a lula from the vines. It seemed like that there were some vines that were edible. Tosas says, because lo not the inshadai to the hachi, it's going to get a shahakol. Rabosai, what do you see? What do you see from the Tosas? Does Tosas hold that you have two criteria for a shahakol in our sugya, or only one criteria? One! Because Tosas doesn't take into account the fact that lulvei gafanim are not so full of akshos. Lulvei gafanim are not so full of akshos. It's not like the heart of palms. It was that the vines weren't primarily planted for what? The vines weren't primarily planted for
the
lulavim. They're only planted primarily for the grapes. Hence, they get a shackle. So Tosvos is also like Rabbeinu Yonah, and the way I had understood as well, according to the Ra'ah. Okay. Here's my Sarachiyun Gadol that I leave off for the Talmidim to be Miyashev, that I haven't found anybody. You want to be a part of history? You want to be a part of Jewish history? Don't try to become businessmen and make a lot of money, and then try to give a lot of money to tzedakah, because the odds are that history is going to, that you're going to become very, very, very wealthy. And that history is going to remember you is pretty slim. There are a few people, Montefiore, Rothschild, so on. And even then, will people remember Montefiore in 1,000 years from now? I don't know. But if you could come up with a teretz to this kasha, so then maybe you could become a part of Jewish history. Rabosai, could you answer the following kasha? The Rush also quotes the Tesis. Take a look back in the Rush. And don't, I hope no one here who's going through his head is, I didn't see the Rush in the Maariv Mekomos, so therefore I can't look at it. Take a look at the Rush. Says the Rush in the Hemshif. V'hilkach not kavasei de Shmuel. For that reason we pass like Shmuel. Hilkach, lulvei gafan mushkei de dakim. Delona tichadat yahochi shakol. So the Rush seemed to say that you need that when it comes to we read the Rush the right way the first time. Maybe we didn't read it the right way. That the Rush the first time said that you need both criterion for the shahakol. Yet in the Maskana he says no. Once it's low not the inch daitachi, it's automatically shahakol. Originally we thought the Russian's opening line sounded not like Rabbeinu Yonah. And yet in the Maskana, he's just like Rabbeinu Yonah, that all it is, that once lo not the inchidai to hachi, not like Jack and Noah, then such a case automatically gets a shahakol. So then why did the Rush in the beginning say that the reason why a Korah gets a shahakol is because of sofa akshus and lo nati? That's not correct. The only reason it gets a shahakol, you don't need both reasons, it's just lo nati. V'horaya lulvei gafanim gets a shahakol simply because it's low nati, even though it's not so full of hakshos. Aren't so full of hakshos. They're the parts of the vine that people chew. What's that? That the grapevines that they're so full of hakshos. Shkedim dakim. You want to say because they were dakim, they're so full of hakshos?
Yeah. Not so
much. No, no, no. I'm talking out loud. All right, Ben, you have something to say? Rabelsa, I didn't want to say shir on this. But I have to, as I realize this problem, first of all, the Rush was finally a Rishon. But the Rush is probably not that Rishon either. Because you see, the Rush is Sosa himself. So I don't understand these Achronim, how they read the Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua Adkidei Kachlet says that Slav, the Raya from Slav is difficult. The Raya from Slav is beautiful. Raya from Slav is beautiful. Tzlo not the Inche Adai Dachi. That's it. And Pnei Yeshua says, oh, it's an Imtim Salama. You couldn't give this to Tzmei Echitei. He says, Lo not the Inche, not like Jack. Lo not the Inche, you said good Jack. Lo not the Inche is Shahakal. It's a compliment. It's an Tivari type of compliment. So Lo not the Inche is what? Lo not the Inche is a Shahakal. That's it. Varet Slav. It's Lo not the Inche Daidach. The Gemara says, no, it's not the Inche Daidach. But we could come out halacha to the zillion examples, halacha lemaisa. Lo not the Inche is a Shahakal. But the Rush, in the opening line, doesn't seem to say that. The Rush seems to say that it's both Sofa Lahakshos as well as Lom Nafi. Yeah, Ben, I don't want to spend too much time on this. Go ahead.
That was in the Havam meeting, right? Lom Nafi and Shadai Zalti and Sofa Lahakshos. Because the Ra had a similar layout. He said he included two factors in the beginning before the Hilchasad comes into Shmuel. Same
right. Which we're going to get to, which I haven't even said Shir on yet. Go ahead.
He said pre.
Right.
Which mirrors around Lo Nafi and Shadai Zalti, or whether it was planted for the pre, the Pilpoin.
Good.
And it also includes Sofa Lahakshos. But then after Velvis and Kavasei, the Ra also has Lulvei Gefangen.
Right.
He drops Sofa Lahakshos, we're only doing the Chashim, Lo Nafi and Chidai Sahi, and when it's not a pre.
All right, I don't know if you're right or wrong. I hear what you're saying. Now let's do the Ra. Maybe you, as we do the Ra, maybe we'll see that your point will come to light. I'm not. Whoops.
And also, there's a way to start talking about peppers and other things because they're so lahakshos and start explaining why it's not that. So he gave importance to
this. What is yours?
So he believes that it's a.
But I asked you. I'm not grabbing
your. Let me know if it's broken. Okay. The Gemara. So let's now look at the Ra. L'chur it's a tzarchi and gadol in the Rush. Rav Nissen Kaplan leaves this off as a kasha. It sounds like to me a gevaldig kasha. Ad kedei kach, I still don't understand the Pnei Yoshua and the other Achron and Meritz Chias. Somebody needs to be miyashik the Rush. The Rush l'chura. Why did the Rush say it's known so for that? Why did he need to bring in so for actions at all? The Rush is a psak sefer. So if it's a psak sefer, it only should be lo not the inchi adaita. By the way, Rav Wiesner told me something amazing. Could someone do some research on this? Like I said, I'm not into history too much. Could someone do some research on it? He said that the psakim of the Rush were written. Did you guys know? I always like to say I would love to go back to certain times in history where two Gedolei Torah were together in the same place. So the classic case of the Achronim is when the Rugged Shaver lived in the same city as the Ar Sameach in Vinsk. That was fascinating. But there's another time in history that's absolutely fascinating. The Rush, because of the Gidim were expelled from Germany, the Rush had to leave Germany. The Rush started off in Germany. And where did he go? He went to Spain. He went to Barcelona. And who was the Rug of Barcelona at the time? The Rajba. The Rajba was the... So the Rush became the Rajba's Balabas. That must have been absolutely amazing. So Rav Wiesner said that the Rush only wrote his Psakim, what we know as the Piskei Rush, when the Rush wrote his Psakim only when he went to Spain. The Tosas HaRush, that was his notebooks because he was in Germany where the Balei Tosas. So he also had the style of the other Balei Tosas. That was his style. But then he went to Spain, and then he saw, wow, look at these great Sfaradim. They're learning halacha. They got it right. But so let me just put down our tradition that we had in Germany, not in the style of Yim Tomar, V'yei Shlomar, V'od Raya, and so on. Let me write Psakim like the Rif. And sure enough, that's how Piskei Rush, that's how the father of Psak and Ashkenaz, who's the father of Psak and Ashkenaz? The Rush. Why do I say that? Not because he's only the first Ashkenazi that wrote Psak. Anybody else know why else I'm referring to him as the father of Psak? Because he's the father of the Torah. That's the development of Psak and Ashkenaz. And the beauty of Torah is we don't believe in different color skin and so on and so forth. That all the great Svarim that evolved were all where there was a Svardim and Ashkenazim that banged their heads together. The Torah wrote, and then the Beis Yosef wrote his commentary. Then he wrote the Shofar Aruch, and then the Rambam wrote his commentary. Anything that unifies Klal Yisrael stands, things that don't. So anyhow, it's a fascinating horror that Rav Weiser said. I'd like somebody look into the historians that they verify if it fits in and when the manuscript of the Rush first appears, etc., etc.
Doesn't that mean the Torah is a Rishon?
Yeah, the Torah is on the cusp.
Because you should be around the
Ribba.
The
Ribba is
going to
the
Rishon.
If
you
use
the Rashba, then
yeah,
Rashba.
Yeah, in a
Hanami.
Yes.
Can I maybe just question?
The Kasha on the Rush. We leave off with a Tzarachian that the Rush in the opening line says that there are two reasons why on Korah you make a shackle. One is that Sofa La'achos. Number two, it's Lo Natin Sheadai Tadachi. What does it sound like? That we keep Sofa La'achos as a svara for a shackle. And Lo Natin Sheadai Tadachi is not enough to give you a shackle. Yet, when he gives the psak, a little bit of and like Tosos, which most assume is not Sofa La'achos, he says that it gets a shackle. Why? Because Lo Natin Sheadai Tadachi. Wait a second. I thought you just got through saying that you get a shackle when you have both. And if the halach is that you get a shackle simply because lo natin shedai to the achi, so why do you have to mention above so full of hakshos? It's a gishmak akasha. They're learning Torah in Mir Yeshiva. Learning Torah. This is Ramissa Kaplan's kasha. I didn't see anybody ask this kasha earlier, but it seems to me to be a great kasha. Rabosai, now let's make a laning of the raw. Let's take a look. Let's go back. Go ahead. Someone else aside from Avi. Ubivadai. Now let's go back to the Ra'ah. We didn't yet learn up the Ra'ah. All I showed you was that I thought that the Ra'ah, at first glance, although some of the Talmidim want to say it depends on how you read this next part, is essentially like the way we had seen in Rabbeinu Yonah. Here, we get to issue number two in our sugya, where the Ra'ah throws a fascinating wrinkle into the sugya. Who wants to read Ubivadai? Someone from Rishon Bet aside from Avi. There are Shana Bet people in the shir. Someone aside from AB, new? No. I want some Shana Bet. Aside from Aaron? Yosef, you could do it. Go ahead. Ubevade. Lab.
Ubevade, Eke, Mina, Pir, Tova, 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 Pishani, Ray Pink, and Pilpulan, Vasashar, Mina, Tapun. So, where we know that. Good fruit that you don't see that gets. It's not like pilfering and other types of fruits.
Read loud. You got to read very loud.
I feel happy, but Rudan Rahim, Mubarak and Allah who break for AIDS, kidding me.
Yeah. Okay. Why did you just read Yosef Haldas? Why did you just read? No, seriously. Don't worry. It's okay. Why did you just read? Say in your own words now. In your own words, you're not sure what you read? Let's read it together. No mitzvah to rush. No mitzvah to rush. What? Let's take it apart. What does that mean?
Certainly, already you know that these good fruits, they're not fit to rotten.
They're not fit to be eaten when they're. So only when they're soft, ke'ein palpalim, like when it comes to pepper. Now it seemed to be that in those days, pepper they would eat when it was soft, and then according to most Rishonim, like today, it was eaten as only a spice. According to halacha, spice is not as ochel; it gets a separate bracha. So they would eat it separately. It was only chazi when it was soft. Umitza sharmini tavlin. Okay, that's what that means. Continue on, Yosef. Vafilu achi.
Even here, Budan, Rafi, Mubarak, and Allah who break bread.
You hear it? You still hear? Good. Okay, go ahead.
So also here, when it's soft, you would make it. You'd still make bread.
Oh, the palpalim says the ra'ah gets a bar priya eitz. Even though it's sofo lahakshos. Continues the Ra'ah, let me continue. Ella, Dahasam hu gufe piri. There, it in itself is a pri. So since it of itself is a pri, va'afal gav the sofa lahakshos. Kol hechi dechazi shapir chashiv pri, va'afilu pri shesofa lahakshos be'eitz. Mikol makom kol hecha da'katilo ikshiv rachik pira, have a ufira chashuv. Says the Ra'ah, tremendous chiddush. He says that our Gemara is only talking about those things that are not really peros. But if it's a real pre, so then in such a case, the halacha is, when it's a real pre, what bracha does it get? It gets a bore pre, ha'etz, even if it's so full of hakshos. Rav Osa, can you just explain to me, what does he mean that it's, when it comes to the Kora, it's not a real pre, just to spell Pashup Shat. What does he mean by that? What he means is that it's not a fruit by itself. You're eating the bark of the tree. So then you say Sofala Hakshos makes a difference. However, if we're talking about something that's mamish a pre, so then in such an instance, then what's the halacha? The halacha is it gets a borei pri or etz. Rabosai, does this is issue number two in our sugya. This meta issue number two. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, does it seem that way? Seem like Rabbeinu Yonah agrees with this? I don't see anything in Rabbeinu Yonah, any reference to this idea that we say that a piri is exception to the rule. Rather, what do we say? That's the only thing that's important for Rabbeinu Yonah. According to Ra'ah, at least in the first stage of the Gemara of Amemin Yavin, he says that when it comes to something that's so full of hakshos, even if it's so full of hakshos, if it's the actual pre, then in such a case, like when it comes to palpalin, so then in such a case, it's going to get the original bracha. And the fact that it's so full of hakshos is not important to us. Now, I have to concede, I don't know exactly the... Here, botany, by the way, you can't underestimate the importance of knowing the Metzius. The Chazon Ish used to say that most mistakes that are made in Halacha are not mistakes because people didn't know the Sugya, but rather the mistakes are a product that they didn't know the Metzius. So somehow, he's assuming the Metzius over here, when it comes to these palpal and these peppers, are they grow like a pri? And therefore, he says that the bracha, even if it's all full of hakshos, is going to be a bar priya eitz. But mevin yavin, when it comes to tznon, it seems that the Gemara is not assuming like that. But mevin yavin that grows as a pri. Yes, or El Kanam Metzius point.
Yeah, I think these are the pepper when the kitchen still have pepper.
Okay, that
it's a different thing.
That's so beautiful. Wow. Took care of your yotze the Chazon Ish chiyuv. Oh wow. Look at that.
I know. It's not, you're not eating it. It's black. It's either that or the.
So, Rav Elkanah says, I thought this was Cocoa Puffs. But he said that this is pepper. I'll take his word for it. I won't eat in breakfast. But, okay, now this starts out soft.
And you pick it off from a tree.
Wow, amazing. And it's picked off from a tree. Shkach, Rav Elkanah. It's almost as good as your svaris. Okay, so you start as a it starts out soft. So then the bracha would be even if it's all full of hakshos. So then the bracha is what? The bracha is going to be borei pri eitz.
How many people eat
okay. What's that?
How many people eat pepper when it's soft? Usually we eat it.
It seemed like in those days they did. Today they don't. So that's a separate shaila. What happens if the derech is not to do it? To do that way. Wow, gevaldik. Yashikov. Let's continue on now. Now, Rabosai, here. This is exhibit A of the Zman. Okay. So, the next week someone needs to cut off the tzlaf and then show us how that works. Okay, Vilkas HaKishmo. Just see in the newspaper next. Someone, the Tivaria boy climbing the kotel to. Okay. The Elchus, by the way, it's not poshut if you're allowed to touch the kotel. It's a machlokes sachronim. Nenzal's not into. Because it's part of the harabais. That's the chakira. Whether you say the outside is part of the harabais. Let's continue on, though. The question is whether this, what we observe, stays a halacha. Let's see in the Maskana. Ve'elchasa kishmol, continues the Ra'ah. Pirish, v'achi amrina b'gemara, u'makshina la mitznon d'sof v'lahakshas, v'afilo achi ad rochich mevarchina n'ala, v'ore priyadama. V'tartzim b'gemara d'lo dami, d'tznon, not the inch adaita d'pulga. He plants it adaita d'pulga. Pidush pa'oda rachnik r'pulga. Hachalo not the inch adaita d'ikla, adaita d'kara. Pirish, u'bevadai d'kol hecha du pri. Now here we see that this Yisod of the Ra'ah is not only in the Hav Amina, if I'm not mistaken, it's even the Maskana as well. Lo Shna Dup, the Kolech Dupri, Lo Shna Bulam Nati Din Shedai Tachi Alo. When it comes to Lulavim, where it's a Pri, now, we're not talking about Lulve Gafanim, this was confusing for me. Lulve Gafanim is going to be different. Other Lulavim, so then, yes, Rav Yo?
He takes up the word Lulavim.
Lo shna b'lulavim, he takes out lulavim.
Yeah, was in parentheses.
Kol echadu pri. Okay, but either way, but if it's a pri, right, Rav Yol, if it's a pri, then in such a case, Rav Yol is just saying that according to the final girsa, I don't even have to get confused in the first place. That's what Rav Yol is saying, right?
Right.
Okay. To kol echadu pri lo shna, not the inche day tachilo. If it's a peri, then in such a case, the bracha that it gets is what? Is Ha-a-a-ha-a-s. And therefore, pal, this will be amazing.
But what happened to the chiluk between Nati and
Lomna? So that's what he's saying. Oh, so we need to be mad. But how does this work? So how does this work? So the way it works is as following. Is the follows. According to the Ra says a tremendous chiddush in our sugya, and that is that it does not make a difference of whether Nati Inche Adaita Dahachi or not. It doesn't make a difference if it's a peri. The only time we say lo not the inche adaita dahachi is that it's not a pri. But if the object itself is meyid, it cries out and says, I am a pri, then in such a case it's going to get a bar pri ha'etz or a bar pri ha'dama as its appropriate. In other words, the Ra'ah is revolutionizing the maskana of the Gemara. Not like Rabbeinu Yonah that says the identity of the item is defined about what the das of the planter is. That's only if it's vague. Then we say nothing. But what happens if it jumps out at you like a cocoa puff? It's obvious that it's a pri. So then in such a case, then of course the halacha would be what? The halacha would be that it gets a bar priya aids. In such a case, it's a davar pasha. Now, the magia on the ra'ah is quite amazing. The Magi and the Ra'ah, this is from Rav Yaakov Hillel's yeshiva, and the one who's in charge is his son, Rav Yosef Hillel, the one who edited. He is Ma'orer, that turns out that Moran HaChofetz Chaim was mechaving to this Svaras HaRa'ah without even knowing about it. Can you pass my Mishnah Berurah, please? In Simin Reish Dalet, Sif Katan Tes, thank you very much. In Reish Dalet Tes, Halacha Lamaisa, this is found in the Mishnah Berurah. That when it comes to the Svara of Nati Inchadai Tadachi, that when you had read our Gemara, you would have come away with what? You would have come away with the conclusion that what's the Halacha? If it's all Nati Inchadai Tadachi, automatically, it's not going to get its original bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah the following in Sif Katan Tes. Kasavatas, four lines in my edition. It's four lines from the bottom of Sifkat and Tesla Mishnah Berurah. Kasavatas, the kidneys retuvim bishel ganos shenizrin al das lecho chayin. If you have legumes that the das was to eat it raw, mevarch bar pri adama. Afila ashevitin levad. Abol shel sados shedarchalaniin achi yisyavshu. What happens if you have fruits that people normally wait until it's dry? Ula ochlan mivushalim. Or they cook them, Kishen chayin shahakol. In such a case, when it's raw, then in such a case, going to get a shahakol. Upepri megon mepakpek v'oldal dvarav. V'chein das harbe achronim de'ein lechalek bin kitnius lekitnius. V'chein minag ha'olam. Says the Shaar HaTzion in Sif Katan Zayin. Delo shayich hasvara. Delo nati inshi adai to dahachi al ikrapri. Mamish the ra'ah. That when we don't say lo nati inshi adai to dahachi went to ikrapri. Why? What's the svara? What's the lamdus? The lamdus is that lo nati inshi adai to dahachi is when you have something that's ambiguous. What was its train ride? What was it heading towards? It's not a clear pre. But what happens if it's obviously a pre? So then in such a case, of course, your das is going to be overrun by the phenomenon that it's a fruit itself. Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees. It seems to be that this discussion that the Mishnah Berurah has, someone could look up for me and give me a halacha l'maaseh example of this legumes or sharvitin. I'm not exactly sure how this plays out. Halacha l'maaseh, l'maaseh. When we get to Reish Dalet, we'll have to find a practical example of this. But this is the crux of the question. If you have something that's a pre, what would the halacha be? The halacha be in such a case? Rabosai, I'm running out of time. Who disagrees with the Ra'ah in a very interesting way? So we saw right now, just a crunch, we have 2 days. Rabbeinu Yonah says it all depends on what's nati in shaddai to da'achi. Ra'ah says depend on pre. It's halacha l'maisa 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah. The brilliant Magia found that mamish, this is a machlokas halacha l'maisa. And it's a machlokas halacha l'maisa. Machlokas halacha l'maisa is how you read our Gemara. Is our Gemara giving us a klal in all of Ilchas Brachas? Or is our Gemara only talking about where it's not a pre? The Ra'ah claims it's only where it's not a pre, both in Sofal Akshus as well as Naita Daitin Shachar Vamevin Yom. And that becomes halacha l'maisa machlokas. Halacha all starts with how you read pshat in the Gemara. Some people thought halacha started when Rav Moshe Feinstein was born or something like that. It bothers me very, very much when people say Rav Moshe Feinstein says, when they don't take, if Rav Moshe Feinstein was just saying over something that's mefurish in the earlier Rishonim, or it's a hot times of Farish in Gemara. 90% of what Rav Moshe is doing is just fleshing out. Every once in a while, Rav Moshe gives a new halacha. Bothers me very much because it's backwards learning. It's not learning in the right direction. Okay. Oh. Now, who disagrees with the Ra'ah? Who disagrees with the Ra'ah? Yes, Aram?
The Rambam disagrees.
Your favorite Rishon, huh? Go ahead.
The Rambam disagrees because you're referring to the peppers.
Exactly. The Rambam. Sorry for interrupting you. I just want to actually learn how halacha l'maisa too. The Rambam in Perek Ches halacha Zayin. Go ahead, Aaron. Read it. Read it loud.
Apal pilin that has the bulin b'siman shehein retuvin devarach alein tefila borei pri haldamo.
Oh, so what did the Rambam say? Thank you very much. It's really interesting. What did the Rambam say about Papalim? He said, Ha'adama. What's the crux of this machlokes? We've run out of time. So we need to be masbir. What's the crux of this machlokes? Everybody follow what we did, Bezer Hashem, today? What we did today was the following. Number one, we saw a basic question. We finished off how you read the Gemara of whether lo nati in shaddai to dahachi is the maskana by itself, or it's building off itself for the hakshos. We saw a different Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, Ra'ah, going in one direction, Pnei Yoshua, and all the other achronim by being bothered from Slav, that Slav is not self for the hakshos, is going in the other direction. Did we find any friend for the achronim? We had a language of the Rush was like it, but the Rush in the Halacha L'maaseh didn't seem to be like that. We left it off as a Tzarech Iyun. And then we went to topic number two, where the Ra'ah disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah, where he says that all this discussion of Nati and Shir, Sofal Akshos, is only where it's not necessarily a pre. Because what we're talking about, Korah is not a pre. But if we manage to have a pri, like the palpalin that Rav Elkanah brought in, so then in such a case, to a trained eye, it's not a cocoa puff. So it's a full pri. If it's a full pri, so then in such a case, the halacha would be what? Of course, it would get bar priya eitz. That's the palpalin. We leave off that the Rambam is a very, very interesting mix. That the Rambam says that you got to bar priya dama. Even though on the one hand it's self malachos, yet at the same time he says that's borei pri adam. So we need to be masbir bezer Hashem the shitas haramba. Rabosa, just in terms of scheduling bezer Hashem, tomorrow Avram is going to give. Oh, it's important, Avram. Does it make a difference what time to you? With scheduling, if they'll be available, seder. Avram is going to be giving chazar shir. Tomorrow we will have question and answers. I intend to continue to make sure we do Mesillas Yesharim every week. Sorry about the confusion, and shouldn't apologize for Rosh Chodesh, right? But Mir Zeshem, I hope Mesillas Yesharim. We're going to do it now Wednesdays instead of Tuesdays because we have Nevesh Chaim Mondays. Thursday we'll continue with question and answers. This is a special edition. Tomorrow we'll start with a couple question and answers, then we'll have a special edition called Chazara Question and Answer, and Reb Uri Schneider is going to join us. He's what Rabina says, that we are careful to go to the professionals. So Reb Uri is a professional. He's also a Talmud Chacham and a real Oved Hashem. You have a lot to learn from him to become a professional like that. And he's going to help us tomorrow if there are any questions about how to take how to do Chazara, how to take notes, and so on and so forth. That will be during question and answers. Then Avram will give Shir, Chazar Shir, later in the morning. In other words, we're not going to have our regular shir, and we'll have chumash at 1 o'clock, Bezer Hashem, okay? So that's that. Now, what we'll probably do, is the following. I want to do the Rambam. Hey, you know what? It's not a very far on Shabbos, everybody fight about it. Maybe on Sunday morning, we'll come in with that. Instead of taking a break, we'll go straight into halacha, and then we'll stop a few minutes early before mincha. Let's just do one important sieve in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's